We are ninth grade students from Aspen High School. We recently researched environmental issues, and we want you to help save our river.
Did you know when we use mag chloride salt to melt snow and use fertilizers for your yards, these can run off into our river?
Our river is impacted in many ways. Pollution from the entire city is collected into underground pipes, and these pipes outfall into the river at specific points. Another issue is the lack of riparian habitat due to natural landscape that has been removed and replaced with homes, buildings, roads, and lawns. According to the Citizens Guides for Riverfront Property, 85% of wildlife in Colorado needs riparian habitat, and only 1% of the land in Colorado is riparian. So without riparian habitat, most wildlife species fail to find food, shelter, or breeding areas.
Another problem is low flows. This happens just below a structure that diverts water out of the river and into an irrigation ditch called Salvation Ditch. The sediment load, or the amount of rocks and soil in the river, impacts its flow.
Pollutants attach themselves to sediment, which can impact the aquatic life of the river. If you aim to remove sediment, you can remove any of the other pollutants. The river does not have high levels of metal, bacteria, nutrients, or hydrocarbons, but it still doesn't meet the aquatic life standards set by the state, and that's why sediment is the main target.
Ways you can help. According to the Roaring Fork Conservancy, you can limit your use of fertilizers and pesticides and watch how much you water your gardens. Taking the bus can also help by keeping oil from running into our rivers. One last way is to dispose of pet waste appropriately and not near a water source. Clean, healthy rivers improve the quality of aquatic life. This has been a collaboration between Aspen High School and the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program and KDNK.
One, two, three. Thanks for listening.